In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I have to admit to having a little bit of trouble with the readings today. One of the readings we didn't read from Amos, you know, everything's darkness, it's all bad. And it goes on from there. But we come to this reading of the 10 bridesmaids and their lamps. And people don't know really what to make of this. In actuality, when you look at some of the commentaries and everything else, they make the point, look, it's really simple. They're all Christians. There's two kinds. There's the kind that does what they're asked and the kind that doesn't. Read into it what you will. So it becomes kind of a commentary on society. And it becomes very easy for us in this day and age because of everything, because of technology, because of time constraints, because of various desires. It becomes easy to lose ourselves and our Christian roots. It becomes easy to be too busy to do these things, or too busy to go to church, or too busy to have devotional time with God, or too busy to do anything that really marks us as Christians. If you talk to some of the southern churches, some of the churches of Africa and everything else, the one thing that they oftentimes say is that, well, you know, you in the West, you actually talk the talk, but you don't walk the walk. And I imagine, as I think on this reading in the 10 bridesmaids, you've got five of them that their primary concern is to do what their responsibilities call them to do. They want to make sure that they have enough oil to keep their lamps lit to guide the bridegroom. And then you have another five that probably their entire concern was not necessarily for the practicalities, not for the workings and responsibilities that they had, but maybe how they looked, or maybe that they were a part of it. That was the most important thing for them. And their responsibilities got lost. By responsibilities, I'm actually talking about several times Christ says, they will know you are my disciples by the way that you act towards one another. Or Paul, who says, good trees will bear good fruit. Stop and think about, we're coming into a holiday now, right? So we've got the holiday drivers are out. How many people have been cut off in the last week? How many people have been honked at? How many people have been yelled at in a store? The season of Christmas has not started yet. We have not made it to Thanksgiving. We barely got past Halloween. We are definitely not into Advent. And yet the craziness has begun. Life intrudes and causes us to think to ourselves, well, the most important thing for me is to have my lamp, not my lamp and my oil. I can walk around and call myself Christian, but when I cut somebody off, I'm not very Christian. I know several people, and I've used this in sermons before, I know several people that have, you know, the Ichthys is the really popular little Christian sign to put on the back of your car, right? Or the Episcopal shield. A lot of people like the Episcopal shield on their back window. Or just a crucifix, or bumper sticker, Jesus saves, or anybody else. How many times Have you been cut off in a parking lot or honked at or cut off on the road by somebody carrying that sticker? You might even have one on your car. And when you cut somebody off, do you ever remember it? I remember early on in my faith one time, and this was driven home for me. We actually had these things on our cars, Jen and I. And if anybody really gets to know me, they realize that I don't do well with crowds. I don't do well with people being aggressive on the road, because I'll get aggressive, right? Because I'm human. I make mistakes. And I remember blowing past somebody that was driving me nuts and purposely trying to scare him. And as I look in my rearview mirror, I see that sticker on the back of my window. I went, ah, crap. But it was a good reminder. It was a good reminder of which type of bridesmaid do I want to be. Same instance, Father Keeler in Neshota House always told us, you know, now that you're going to become deacons and priests, one thing that you will find really beneficial is to have your driver's license picture taken in your clericals. Because when you're doing something stupid, and he reminds us that we will do something stupid, you're going to have to show that ID to the policeman. And I got to honestly say, they're going to look at that ID and go, really? You're a priest. Here's your ticket. So it's a good reminder. It was also a good reminder when I went and had that picture taken that if you look at my driver's license ID, I went in my clericals specifically for that reason. And the DMV did everything they could to try and get that collar out of the picture. So I have about 3 feet of blue space above my head. Which usually causes a question, were you sitting down when that was taken? But the point is, we do these things and we don't think about what it is to be a bridesmaid. And this idea is so important that we are going to have another parable next week. And I'm going to give you a heads up. Remember when we actually did the sermon a couple months ago where we had the conversation? We're going to do that again next week. Because you don't need to hear this twice from me. But this is about what kind of Christian you want to be. Do you call yourself Christian and follow the faith? Or do you call yourself a Christian and just want to look like it? They overlap. And I'll give you a good hint. Oftentimes, we are both. We, meaning myself included, are both. So it comes down to what kind of bridesmaid do you want to be? And when that becomes clear in your mind, you move forward doing that. You will remember the oil. You will remember the faith. You will remember to do what you are called to do instead of desiring to do only that you wish to. So trim your wicks, fill them with oil, be vigilant, for we know not the time, the day, or the hour. but enter thankfully into the feast of the bridegroom. Amen.